Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Shalom, shalom, grace and peace in Jesus, everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Shalom.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The amen. Look.
Amen.
today, y'all, we're dealing with grace, man. We're going to deal with grace today. You know, we got to deal with grace. You got to deal with grace because we take grace, we look at grace like it's a bad word. You know, we got whole lessons against grace. You know what I mean? Does grace replace the law? Why are we doing that? Grace is the law.
Amen. Amen.
Grace is the law. Why are we teaching against the law? Why are we teaching against grace? What's wrong with that? You know, it's like my brother said, man, we got whole lessons against the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Why? We got whole lessons against being born again of the change of mind. And the book said, be renewed in the spirit. Peter said, who had the keys of the kingdom, said, being born again, telling you, you better be born again. John, who wrote Revelation, said, you better be born again. And we got whole lessons against their teachers. And now we're teaching against grace. Like, that's a bad word. No, it's not. Ain't nothing wrong with grace.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with the word grace. We spend too much time trying to prove the wicked when we should be justifying the truth.
Amen.
The truth will justify itself. The truth will justify the wicked. We got lessons on false prophets. I get that. But ain't nowhere in the Bible, in the New Testament, you hear Jesus say, oh, yeah, Nicodemus is a false prophet. Or Caiaphas is a false prophet. Or Paul said Caiaphas is a false prophet. Nowhere in the New Testament, you hear any of the disciples saying that. But we say it with, you know, oh, this brother's a false prophet. You know, Cleophas is a false prophet. Is that a... The Word of God don't teach us to say that. The Word of God teaches us to identify a false prophet.
Amen.
Same thing with this. We got to stop. We going after the wrong animals, man. We hunting the wrong thing.
Amen.
So, let's get into this lesson. Grace. What is it? It's just grace. That's all it is. I'm just titling it grace. Does grace replace the law? No, that's not the lesson.
What is grace? Nope, that ain't the lesson. Hey, your name is grace. Nope, that ain't the lesson. No, the lesson is called grace. What is grace to us?
Amen.
That's really what time it is. What is grace to the servants of God? Not to what they think, but to you. That's what we're going to get in at. So, once again, welcome to the Sound of Living Water.
Amen.
I'm Brother Joe Israel, and today reading for me is
Amen.
The Chocolate Turkey Kiss.
Oh, Jesus.
Ray of the Ray Israel.
Oh, Jesus. If you could only see me blushing. All right.
Amen. Deep
okay, Papa. And grace and peace, everybody.
And everybody, we are of the Commonwealth of Israel. You're listening to, once again, to the Sound of Living Water. And we're going to get started.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to say grace and peace to everyone that's listening, their father, family, and friends, and those that are visiting. We're going to say grace and peace to you, too. So let's get started. So, brothers, uncover your heads, sisters. We're going to stand face to Jerusalem and approach the Father. When you receive, when you sign the script, let's read.
Amen. The Lord hear thee in a day of trouble. The name of the God of the Lord, forgive me. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend me. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept the burnt sacrifice they love. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalms 20, verses 1 through 5. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessings because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform. And Father, give those that hear us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, Father, for we know that your mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's jump right into this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. Genesis 6 and 1. And the title of today's lesson is grace.
Amen.
Grace. That's all to it. Grace. And, you know, for us, you know, for my brothers and sisters, you know, that go to church on Sundays or just finding out about God or maybe they're hearing about grace all their life, grace didn't start in the New Testament with Jesus Christ. So you better stop. Read that, 6 and 1.
Genesis 6 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually.
Mm-hmm.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for repenting me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God.
Stop. So, we see here that God said, I'm going to destroy man.
Right.
You notice how he ain't using it? You notice it ain't on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
You notice that singular?
Yep.
M-A-N? Are we paying attention to that?
Mm-hmm.
When he say man, he's talking about the species particular.
Mm-hmm.
That's every last one of us, man, woman, child. When he called the flood, he wiped out men, women, and children. Oh, God, you're cruel. Is there any unrighteousness in God?
No.
Like we read when he had blessed Jacob and cursed Esau. He told Pharaoh, for this cause was you born. Is there any injustice? No. It is what it is. You better be glad the Lord is dealing with you.
Amen.
He said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Wait a minute. Where's this word grace doing in Genesis before the flood?
Mm-hmm.
I thought grace came with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Noah find with God? Let's look at that word.
Amen.
Grace.
Grace.
What did Noah find in the eyes of the Lord? Grace. When he received it, what does it say?
The synonyms for grace are mercy.
So Noah found what?
Mercy.
Because he survived the flood.
Amen.
He put him in the ark. So he showed him what?
Mercy.
Mercy. So grace is what?
Mercy.
That's what grace is. So what's wrong with that? That's what we're supposed to be teaching.
Amen.
You got mercy coming. That's what people take salvation for granted. Like, you know, when you Israel, you know, God, you the priest, you this and that. No, man, you got mercy.
Amen.
You just got mercy. That's it. You better thank God for mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Read on.
Amen. Also forgiveness.
What?
Forgiveness.
We teaching against that?
Yep. Ooh.
Instead of testifying of that?
Mm.
We're so busy pointing out people's faults, and we're missing a big picture.
Ooh.
Read on.
Also, it says benefaction, benevolence.
That's the love of God for us. Benevolence, man. Benefaction. That's deep love for you. Noah found deep love for God. Read on.
I think this word is caritas.
Caritas.
Okay. Charity.
Charity. That's another word we're going to be looking at. Charity. So, grace is up under what?
Charity
is up under grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul said. Mm-hmm. If I don't have charity, I can forget about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to see the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me when you teach against grace, you're teaching against charity.
Yep. Charity, forgiveness.
So no wonder you got this spirit going on that people can talk to people any kind of way, treat people any kind of way. Because we're teaching against the very spirit that's supposed to teach you to have mercy for all men.
Amen.
And to consider yourself under grace. To consider yourself that you found mercy. And not to anyone else. That, you know, we got lessons, man, that hey, we should be praying for other people. You, Oh, are you tripping? Do I get the scripture? I sure do. Yep, I sure got that scripture here. But anyway, we teach against that.
Amen.
We're teaching against mercy. Then we turn around and want to get.
Yeah.
We teach against mercy, then turn around and fall on our knees as soon as we feel like we need. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, have mercy on my children. Oh, God, have mercy on this and that. But then when it comes to somebody else, oh, well, you know, that's it, you know. You'd be surprised. Books say all of things came short of glory to God. So you better be screaming grace. You better be screaming grace to the top of the mountain as loud as you can. God is full of grace. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to stress that.
Okay.
God is full of grace. You should be screaming from the top of the John Hancock Building to the to the Empire State Building.
Amen.
All the way to the from the top of the pyramid. God is full of grace.
Amen.
Instead of saying grace, really don't replace the law. Are you hearing this? Read on. What else grace says?
It says clemency, compassion.
Forgiveness. Clemency means forgiveness of sin. That means that I ain't going to judge you for the sins that you're worthy of. That's what clemency means. I'm actually wiping away the sins that you should be dying for. Continue.
Compassion, compassionate, favor.
So you got a problem with God showing favor?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Amen.
What's wrong with God showing favor? You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. I get that. You know, nobody's supposed to testify themselves. But you're supposed to be seeking favor from God 24/7.
Because
that's all. Really, you don't exist without favor.
Amen.
You can't take your next breath without favor.
Amen.
Are you hearing it?
Yes, sir.
That's mercy. You know, and I know that everybody knowing, listening at the inside of this, know that if it was up to God, we wouldn't be breathing in the next 2 seconds.
True.
So you should be screaming favor. Singing it. You better tap dancing. Favor. Grace. You should be tap dancing all over the place you fame in grace. Mercy and charity.
Amen.
And clemency.
Forgiveness.
Forgive, is that what grace is? What it say?
Forgiveness.
So you're teaching against forgiveness. Does the law replace forgiveness? Is that the message? Because that's what it is. Does the law replace forgiveness? Are we listening?
Amen.
Are we really paying attention? Read on.
Generosity, goodness.
So do the law replace generosity and goodness?
Goodwill.
Goodwill. Do the law replace goodwill? Read on.
Indulgence, kindliness, kindness.
So does the law replace kindliness? The Lord said without kindness, man, you're not even getting in the kingdom. No wonder we don't see that spirit among each other because we're teaching against it. We teaching against that very nature.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder the Pharisees didn't get it. They kept the law, but they didn't have no mercy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any grace. Except your righteousness is seized death. We're not listening, brothers and sisters. How are we going to teach against mercy? Kindliness. Because that's what grace is. Do mercy replace the law? Oh, my God, are we listening? Read on.
Leniency, love, pardon.
Do love replace the law? I do a lesson on that.
Amen.
Do love replace the law? Are we listening? When you teach lessons like do grace replace the law, you're saying this. Because that's what grace means. Grace means love. Forgiveness, clemency, charity, kindness, mercy, love. I'm not saying you can't keep the law. I'm not saying don't teach the law. I'm saying be careful how you load your gun and point it.
Amen.
You might be shooting at the wrong thing.
True that.
Read on.
Pardon, quarter.
Do the law replace you being pardoned? No, because the law judge you, man. the law judge you. The book said, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, the law will kill you. The strength of sin, the strength of the law is sin. And sin brings death. So do the law part of you? No. The law condemns you. But here comes mercy. Do mercy replace the law? What do you think? What did it just tell you? On so many levels. On every level. Because by the law, you're supposed to be dead. You're supposed to die in your sin. By law, Adam supposed to have died in his sin. But he received what? Grace. Read on.
Love and pardon, quarter, reprieve, responsiveness, and tenderness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Responsiveness and
tenderness. Exodus 33 and 11. When you receive the reading. So we see grace is all up in Noah's day, right? Okay. All right. So all these people talking about grace came with Jesus, you can forget about that nonsense. We ain't under the law, we under grace. Grace was way before you. Grace was before the flood. Knock that off. The Lord always showed mercy to man. He just didn't give it to everybody. Ask Lamech. Ask Methuselah. They got drowned. They died in the flood. What?
Remind me, this is what you said, forgive me, but this is what you said last night, and it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle.
See, everybody didn't go in the tabernacle. No, Sister Mary said that in the lesson yesterday. She said, you know, everybody wasn't in the camp, in the church. Only the priests went into the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. The people stood at their tent door and they hear the word of God.
There it is right there. Before 11. 33.
Thank you, Sister Mary.
Exodus 33. It was right here.
Confirmation. So everybody that's on this blog talk, you hear it from your tent door. Just like our fathers did back in the day.
Amen. All right.
33 and 11. Read on.
Exodus 33 and 11.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto
Joshua.
Me.
So Joshua got to stay in the tabernacle? Mm-hmm. Who is Joshua?
Is Joshua the
Wait a minute. Joshua now is the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, so when you hear the word Jesus in Apocrypha, it's saying Joshua interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying. I just thought I'd throw that in there before people start losing their mind. You know, that's the Greek word for Joshua is Jesus.
Amen.
And the Hebrew word for Jesus is Joshua. So now you know who Joshua is, and now you know who John the Baptist is. John the Baptist is Moses because he baptized the people.
Amen.
Moses baptized the people.
Amen.
Then, not only did he baptize the people, he baptized Joshua, mm-hmm. which is Jesus.
Amen.
And then he sent him, and he took him to the kingdom. Joshua did,
mm-hmm.
or Jesus. Unless Jesus is the one that's going to take you in. He's going to circumcise.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take you to the kingdom. We're not paying attention to our patriarch. We're not paying attention to their walks. We're too busy reading
right.
and not listening.
Amen. We're too busy reading and not listening.
Mm.
Amen.
I ain't saying you got to learn Hebrew and speak it in order to get salvation, but you better know a little bit of something. So that you can understand some of this stuff.
Amen.
You'd be surprised what it'll take you and open up your understanding to. You start saying, oh my God, John the Baptist and Moses is the same person. Not the exact same person,
mm-hmm.
but they did the same work. They were both tools.
Amen.
They were both tools. They had power over water. And Jesus.
Amen. Exodus 33:12.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight.
Who found grace?
Moses.
What? I thought grace came in the New Testament. What is Moses talking about grace? And how is it that God know your name in order for you to get it? So grace come with your name being in the book.
Ooh.
And we're teaching against that. Your name is written. You say, God, you know my name. You gave me mercy. Now you don't sit up there, do my name replace the law?
Mm-hmm.
Do my name being written in a book of life replace the law? Are we listening to our conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Are we listening? I'm just saying, look, brothers and sisters, I'm trying my best to just say, for those of us that hear this, just stop doing that. Stop saying it. I understand that there are lessons out here, but please don't parakeet those. Understand what they're there for, and it's the gravity of it is just, you know, don't get carried away with the fact that you got mercy, that you can sin against God. But don't you forget that. Don't you undermine grace. Don't undermine it. That's what I'm getting at here. Do not undermine grace. Do not undermine the word grace.
Amen.
Because if Noah don't get it, we lost. If Moses don't get it, we lost. Are we hearing this? Read that again, Robert.
That was the end of 12. You want me to read 12 again?
Yeah, read
12. Okay. Exodus 33:12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight.
Okay.
Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight.
Stop, stop, stop. So grace come with what? Instruction.
Ooh.
Grace come with what? Pattering. Grace come with what? The road that lead to God. Do the road of God replace the law? What? If I got a choice, don't ask me, because I'm going to tell you hands down. Father, give me grace hands down, because it lead to you. That's what Moses said. If I found grace, Lord, in your sight, then lead me to you. Show me the way toward you. Call my name. Say my name, that I know that you know that I'm yours. Don't denounce my name. Say it. Read that again.
Exodus 33:13. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest.
Wait a minute, that's the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to give you what?
Rest.
He's going to see the Lord in the kingdom. That's the grace and mercy that he's going to be in the rest. See, people say, you know, as Moses, you know, the Lord said, everybody that was in the wilderness, he said he cut off everybody, but not there. You see, Moses was separated. You read that Hebrews 4, the Lord said, this generation provoked me, therefore they shall not enter into my rest. But there you see him, he separated Moses. He separated Moses from that judgment. Moses is coming up in the first resurrection. Read on.
15. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?
So grace is covering the entire what? So I and thy people found the law in thy sight? Is that what that said?
Grace.
What Moses is preaching here?
Hmm.
What is Moses preaching? Grace.
Mercy,
forgiveness. Mercy, forgiveness, clemency.
Passion.
Charity.
Love.
Love. He said, not just for himself, but for the people too.
Is it not in that thou goest with us? And then he goes, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?
See that? Set apart. Separated means set apart.
Okay. We don't want you and I going to do something on that.
Okay.
We're going to go live. We're going to talk about that set apart.
Okay,
all right. Separate and sanctification.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So in, at the end of this 16, it says, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name.
So he declared it. So that thou found mercy, so that thou found the law in my sight. That what that said?
Mm-mm.
So the Lord is answering him back according to his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't teaching the law. He's teaching grace.
Amen.
Wow.
That was the end of 17.
Read 18, please.
And Exodus 33:18.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
What? So grace is going to get you to see what?
His glory.
Amen.
Amen.
So grace will lead you to his glory. Second Peter chapter 1 and 2.
Second Peter 1 and 2. 1
is verse 2.
Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Second Peter 1 and 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Who said that? Who said that?
Grace and peace.
Who just said that?
You saying Simon?
Peter.
Simon Peter?
The one who got the keys of the kingdom. The one that said, the one that Jesus Christ said, through you is the entrance to me. So what did he say out of his mouth? Peter.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace.
Be multiplied.
Be multiplied where?
Unto you.
That's the door, man, to the kingdom of God. Now, he said, that the law, he said, let the law be multiplied. Is that what he said?
No.
Grace. Mercy.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you.
Mercy, charity, kindness, love.
Through the knowledge of God.
Through the knowledge of God.
And of Jesus our Lord.
That's how you get it. Now we're teaching against that. So do the knowledge of God replace the law? Wait a minute. Are we listening? See, that's what I hear. Because I understand what the word grace means. So when somebody say, do grace replace the law, then in my ears, it's saying, do the knowledge of God replace the law.
For reading and not listening.
We got to be careful of the things that come out of our mouth.
Yeah.
Words is powerful, and we say that loosely. Read on.
Verse 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him.
So grace will give you power.
Divine power.
Divine power
has he given
all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Grace gives you that.
Through the knowledge of him.
And knowledge, because he just said it again, right?
That has called us into glory and virtue.
So grace gives you power, godliness, life, glory, and virtue. Do glory, do the knowledge and godliness of God, and the glory and the virtue replace the law. That's the lessons we teach.
Mm.
Can I get any harder than that? Can it get any harder than that?
Wow.
Can I run any deeper than that?
Mm.
I'm saying, man, pump your brakes. Knock that off.
Amen.
Because it ain't about what they know, it's about what you know.
Amen.
It ain't about what they teach you, it's about what you teach.
Yeah, I gotta be careful.
So what they say, grace replaced the law, that's their problem.
Amen.
No, you said grace is the knowledge of God.
Amen. Amen.
You're saying grace is godliness. You're saying grace is peace and power, divine power.
Amen.
This is that thing. You're saying grace will bring life and virtue. So wait a minute. It brings you right into to that virtuous woman. It's going to present you a chaste virgin. That's what it do. He said, by these you might be partakers of his divine nature. Might. He said, through this you get precious promises. So when he told Noah, you found grace in my sight, he said, you found life, and he showed him that, because he saved his life. He said, you found godliness. He said, because he showed him that. You found knowledge in me because he was righteous in his generation. You found the precious promises of me. I'm going to send a covenant with you and your seed. And you're going to be partakers of my divine nature, Noah. That's what he found in him. That's what Moses found in him. You know what he said? You're going to be partakers of my divine nature, because when Moses came off of that hill, he looked just like him.
Amen.
That's what grace do.
Yep.
It'll change your body.
Mm-hmm.
It'll turn you into light.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey, girl.
Would you stop? Nobody can't see you.
Me, you.
Would you stop? Listen.
They in 18. No, you can't see. You don't get anywhere rich.
Okay, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Peter 1 and 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, Jesus. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. There you go again. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. That's all grace. For if these things be in you and abound.
How you going to teach grace out of you? Because he said you got to have grace in you for these things to abound in you. You see that? So what you're doing is literally not planting the seed of grace. So you miss these fruits of the Spirit that's going to lead you to the kingdom. So when you hear these lessons, people actually be dogging grace. I don't have to dog grace to teach the law.
Amen.
I don't have to dog a cleflo dollar
right
to teach about false prophets.
Amen.
I don't even have to bring him up.
No.
By the time we get through running this book, you're gonna already know what's a false prophet.
Amen.
I don't have to say nobody's name whatsoever, even though I just said cut no doubt.
Amen.
But that was just for identification purposes, and, you know, so that we can understand what we're doing, so we can stop doing
Amen.
That. Just teach the word.
Amen.
Teach the word. Because when you start bringing in names in the game, you say your name is better.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I remember, man, not both, about 4 years ago, Benjamin passed.
Uh-huh.
People was calling him a false prophet, this, that, and the other. I said, y'all better stop. Uh-huh. This man, congregation is mourning over him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he was a false prophet. He told people he was the Messiah, this, that. Stop! Mm-hmm. Then what happened? About a month later, it was a meeting put out with all the camp teachers on there. This is a false prophet. This is a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
This is a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
This is a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? You opened that door.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, their faces start popping up. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. This is a whole prophet. This is money false prophet. This is a funky false prophet. Mm-hmm.
They put their names on it.
Right after Ben Amin passed, so I said, you know what? See, that's for God. Because you're not supposed to do that. You don't know what Ben Amin. Ben Amin is the reason why it's going to be brothers and sisters in the land so that they can fulfill Matthew 24:17. When you see the abomination making desolate, flee Judea. First Corinthians chapter 13:1.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or
look at,
a tinkling
cymbal. Look at that
word, charity. Amen.
Define charity. What is charity to us?
Okay.
Because we see, now, in fact, let's read some more before we put charity on the block, all right?
Okay. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
So you can know prophecy. You can know about the abomination making desolate. Mm-hmm. You can know the mysteries of God and the secret things, right?
And though I have all faith.
And you can have faith to move mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have charity, that's nothing. All of a sudden, that still gets you in a fight.
Yes.
Even though you know these things,
yep.
He said, and I can speak the tongues of angels, and I don't have charity, I'm still going to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor.
So charity ain't feeding the people.
No.
Charity ain't giving them clothes.
No.
Because it just says it's right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read on.
And though I give my body to be burned.
So you can sit up here, I'm going to die for you, Jesus. They ain't gonna sit up there and gonna persecute the righteous and the great tribulation of people. I'm standing by you.
Mm-hmm. And have not charity, it profits me nothing.
You're gonna sit up there, you're gonna die for nothing.
Mm-mm.
You hear that?
Amen.
You're gonna die for nothing. You can give your body to be burned, you can sit up there, you can die the greatest death on the planet. In the name of Jesus Christ, but if you ain't got charity, you're not going to see his face. You're not going to see the Father. So the key to this whole conversation is what? Read on.
Verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up.
So the key to this conversation is not knowledge, not the mysteries, not what you're knowing and what you're doing, it's charity. Because charity supersedes all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look up the word charity.
Amen. Charity, you have underlined. Generosity, gifts, alms giving, assistance, benefaction, contribution, donation, endowment, fund, gifting, handout, helping hand.
See, that's the strangest.
Not right.
You see,
you have them both underlined. So this is the other charity.
This is the one Paul's talking about. Go ahead.
Kindness.
Compassion.
Affection.
Uh-huh.
Agape. Attachment.
Uh-huh.
Benevolence.
Ain't that what we read up under grace? Read on.
Bountifulness.
Uh-huh.
Bounty. And then that word again, caritas. I'm going to look that word up.
You don't have to.
Clemency.
Clement, forgiveness.
Fellow feeling.
Wait a minute. So charity is up under forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have forgiveness, love, bountiness, none of those things, I can know all these things and they ain't going to get me across the street. That's why God said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Because we never checked this spirit. We never checked what charity really is. We never checked what mercy really is. We never checked what grace really is. We're so busy being God,
ooh,
instead of finding out we need God.
Jesus' name, oh my God, that's so true.
Read on.
And it also says generosity, goodness, goodwill, grace.
What?
Humanity.
Why?
Grace.
What?
Grace.
What is under
grace.
Charity?
Grace.
Grace. Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is in charity.
Yep.
And charity is their grace, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it don't cancel out each other. They're both testifying to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what God said. You found charity in my sight.
Amen. Amen.
What do you mean? I'm not puffed up against your sins, Moses, Noah. I'm having mercy on your sins, Moses, Noah. I'm forgiving your sins, Moses, Noah. Against my laws, Moses, Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Do grace replace the law on so many levels, Moses, Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Moses gave the law.
Amen.
Read on.
And humanity. Indulgence.
So you better have the love of God for who?
Humanity.
White people.
Humanity.
African people.
Humanity.
Oriental people.
Humanity.
Indian people.
Humanity.
Native Americans.
Humanity.
Mexican.
Humanity.
Your people.
Humanity. Israel. Sorry,
Israel be killing each other with their nonsense. He said, you better have mercy on humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Jonas. He got thrown in a well because he didn't have charity. And he was so pissed, he still preached the gospel to the people. They repented, and he knew that they were going to repent. That's why he didn't preach to them. But then he did it because he didn't want the Lord to fall on him again. Then he left the city and sat up on top of the hill and was pissed about it and grew a plant. And talk to the tree instead of the people. And the Lord killed the tree, killed the plant. He said, ain't these people greater than this little funky plant that you just ran here? And that was the end of the Jonah story. He was trying to show us that this is how we are as a people. That's why he threw us in the ship and scattered us around the world.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
We don't understand that.
Amen.
Continue.
And then kindness,
love,
mercy, and tenderhearted.
Tenderhearted. If you don't have that, you're not going to see God.
Mm-hmm.
You can give your body to be burned. You can know all prophecies. You can know all that. You ain't kind. You ain't tenderhearted. You don't have them attributes. You're not going to see God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, if now you, since I found grace and you know my name, wait a minute. Then God said, you have found grace in my sight.
Amen.
So the Lord said, I am tenderhearted towards you.
Amen.
But the minute Moses wasn't tenderhearted towards the people, he said, you're not getting into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Must I get this water for you, rebels? And he said, but that you're not getting in the kingdom because you didn't believe me.
Oh, my God. I hope I never
you
did.
You did not believe me. So he judged Moses as an unbeliever. And you didn't have grace on the people.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, please forgive me if I ever did that. Ooh, please, Jesus, I know now. Please. It's like clicking so brightly in my head. Oh, my God. I understand.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just reading this out. I'm just telling what the Father gave me. You know, we got to stop with that teaching against grace. We better be preaching grace. Let them deal with that. Let them deal with the fact they're trying to replace the law with grace. We better teach that. We already know that you're supposed to keep the law, but what's even more so, we better find grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is greater than the law.
Amen.
That's what Paul said. Paul said, since we found grace, shall we not keep the law? God forbid. No, we established the law. But wherever there's the law, grace much more abound. Why? Because the strength of sin is the law. So what it's saying is that the Lord is having mercy on your sin because of the law.
Amen.
He ain't saying not to do it. He said, look, we all been just judged against the law.
Yep.
But it's because of his grace he had mercy on us. That's why you got in that water, supposedly.
Amen.
Not to just be doing something because it was a thing to do.
Mm.
Or you was told it was a thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you really was looking for mercy.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1.
Amen. Proverbs 3 and 1.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read this. Let me read 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. Because this is what charity do for you.
You said 1 Corinthians?
Yeah, let's read that 4.
First Corinthians.
I'd be glad it ain't come out the other end.
Babe, First Corinthians.
Read on. 13 and 4.
1 Corinthians 13:4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
See, that's how I know people got grace and mercy and charity, because this is the spirit you will see. But when people is lifting themselves up and puffed up and kind, then you see that they don't have charity.
Amen, amen, amen.
And they not long-suffering, putting other people nonsense.
Amen.
Then you find out they ain't full of charity.
Ooh. At that moment.
Oh, you know. That's because the spirit testifies itself. People think, you know, I'm a discerner of spirit. You're not a discerner of nothing. You don't know what a spirit is. Yeah, that person, yeah, you should have seen how they came in and I felt it. I felt what? You're like, what? And that person may be the very one of the pity or women.
I know, huh?
I just felt it. You didn't feel nothing. This is what the spirit is. The Lord talk about discerning the spirits is this. If you know what kindness is, if you know what envy is, if you know what puffed up is, then you understand what those spirits are. If you don't look those things up, then you can't be a discerning spirit. Mm-hmm. You don't know what emulation is or lasciviousness, you're not discerning spirits. Mm-hmm. You may be the very one that's doing it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a discerning spirit. You don't know nothing. You don't even know yourself. The word of God said, trust no man. When I last checked, he said, I'm going to destroy all men. Did we read that? That means don't even trust you.
Amen. Amen.
Don't even trust yourself.
In Jesus' mighty name, I don't.
Read on.
Babe, Proverbs.
No. First Corinthians.
I'll go back.
Why did you take off?
I didn't take up. I thought you said.
I'm going to go back to Proverbs. I said, I want to finish this with the grace.
Okay, so I'm at verse 5 now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 13:5. Doeth not behave itself unseemly.
It's not unseemly. What is unseemly? You know what? Let's get that word up. Unseemly.
Look it up. Unseemly. Amen.
Not fit or becoming. Uncomely. Unbecoming. Indecent. Oh, that's what it means. Discord.
Charity.
Oh my God, discord is under unseemly.
It does not behave itself unseemly.
You know what? So the book says 7 abominations in them.
Mm-hmm.
So if discord is in them, then they are unseemly.
Unseemly. Improper, in bad taste, cheap, coarse, crude, discreditable. Inappropriate, incorrect, indecent, indelicate, inelegant, in poor taste, malaprope, out of keeping, out of place, out of order, poor, ravish, rough, rowdy, rude.
What?
Unbecoming, unbefitting, ungodly, unrefined, unsuitable, untoward, vulgar, and wrong.
Wow. It said rude. Rude is under unseemly. I see the word, my dictionary, we got discord too, but rude?
Rude, rowdy, rough.
Rough, rude, rowdy, rough.
Unbecoming, unbefitting.
Unfitting. Unfitting for what? For the Christ?
Unsuitable.
Ungodly. So it's not godliness?
Vulgar and wrong. Yeah.
Now, that's called identifying the spirit. That's what you call discerning the spirit.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
So when somebody is rowdy and rude.
Rude, rowdy,
vulgar,
wrong. Then you say, oh, yeah, you are unseemly. The Spirit is telling me that's unseemly.
You're being unseemly right now.
Yeah.
What? Girl, unseemly? What the hell?
No, no. You ain't got to say that. The Spirit is identifying you. So this person is unseemly.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a discerner of the Spirit because you actually know what unseemly means.
Amen.
You see that? See how you just got taught that? Instead of leading to your own understanding.
Amen.
And possibly killing yourself and those that's around you.
Amen.
We don't. What God needed said, destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Read over.
Verse 5, do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. What am I seeking not her own?
Seeking not his own glory.
Her own, which is her own.
Her own. Well, then, when you think about it, because when you think of her, you think of wisdom.
Wisdom is her.
Her.
It's in
her.
The Bible as a refers to as her. Okay.
But you look at wisdom, you got wisdom is a her.
Mm-hmm.
So you got in the Word of God, you got two women.
Mm-hmm.
You got the bride and you got the whore.
Mm-hmm.
The whore is seeking her own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's puffed up against God.
Mm-hmm.
She's unseemly.
Mm-hmm.
She's rude.
Mm-hmm.
She's clamorous.
Okay.
She's this, she's that.
Okay.
Everything you just got to read, and that's a whore.
Okay.
That's a whore. That's in the Revelation chapter 17.
Okay.
But Proverbs chapter 8, that's the bride. She said, wisdom Christ in the street. She.
Mm-hmm.
She called to the sons of man.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, then it goes on to talk about how she, Jesus Christ said, my mother, I was dearly beloved of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 12 said she brought forth the man child.
Mm-hmm.
That's with. That's her.
Okay.
So she don't seek her own.
Amen. Okay.
That's the virtuous one.
Amen.
Read on.
And, okay, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity.
Not easily provoked. Okay. So you can actually teach him something without being flipped back.
Yeah, being flip mouth.
Oh, what about this and that and the other? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Read on.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Don't rejoice in sin,
mm-hmm.
wallowing, justifying.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
See, hoping that everybody can receive this knowledge, believe
mm-hmm.
everything that's written in the Word of God, and bearing people foolishness.
Mm.
Because in order for that, he said to be long-suffering, charity is long-suffering. That means you have to bear other people's foolishness, which puts you up on the cross.
Amen.
Because now you're the Christ.
Amen.
Because you bear other people's sins. Now, people at the same time, they are unseemly because they judge you being rude and obnoxious and all this. And just like, if he be the Christ, let him just lay himself, stuff like that.
Mm.
So you become a form of the Christ. Or you bear your own cross because you don't respond in that manner.
Don't respond in that manner.
That's what that stepping thing. That stepping thing when he said, Father, forgive them for they know not
what
they do.
They
that was grace.
Amen.
That was grace to the 10th power. That's mercy.
Amen.
That's bearing your cross.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I die for you. You give your life for the fire, man, and you ain't got mercy, charity. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got grace. You ain't got nothing. You don't have nothing. You don't have a chance at the kingdom. You aren't going to even see the border of it. The Lord is going to throw you in the outer darkness.
Oh, my God, we really be abusing our spiritual gifts.
we have spiritual gifts and we'll be abusing them.
I'm trying to share.
Lord, help us. Forgive us, Jesus.
Read on.
Verse 8. Charity never faileth.
And what?
Charity
mercy,
never faileth.
Grace.
Love.
Grace.
Love.
Grace.
Love.
Never fail.
Amen.
Grace never fails.
Mm-hmm. Never fails.
Never. Never. So how is it that you don't put lessons together against that? Grace never fails. Read on.
But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail.
You can know all about the abomination of the dust in the 70 weeks of that. That's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
Those things are going to be fulfilled and they're going to move around. There's going to be something else in it. Read on.
Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
Well, you can speak all different languages, but the Lord said, I'm bringing a new tongue and a new language to this earth, so that's going to come to an end. You can speak all the languages in this world, and the Lord said, I'm bringing the tongue of the Kedetic to this planet. I'm going to give you a new name, and I'm going to name you a new name that's after the kingdom in heaven. Read on.
And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
And whatever you think you know, the knowledge that you know now, such as you know that the mark of the beast is coming, all that's going to disappear.
Vanish away.
It's going to vanish away because it's going to be fulfilled. Read on.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Uh-huh.
When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child.
See, when I was a child, I used to think that something was wrong with grace. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I used to think the law was greater than grace,
mm-hmm.
and that all these people out here were teaching against it.
Mm-hmm.
Until I looked at the word grace, and I said, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
Amen.
The Father just said, open up your book. Back you look at my dictionary, you said, you seen this underlined. He said, open up the book and look up the word grace.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read it, and he said, then the Spirit started teaching me, see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what grace means.
Mm-hmm.
Now look around you and ask yourself, what's wrong with you?
Amen.
And now I'm doing this whole precept right now because the Father showed me that it's nothing wrong with grace.
Amen.
Why waste my time on people
mm-hmm.
that's testifying against the law when I'm supposed to be teaching that grace is going to save you from it?
Amen.
Why waste my time on people that you know is not keeping the law
mm-hmm.
when I should be supposed to be showing you that when you keep the law, you're going to find grace 100.
Amen.
And what the characteristics of grace really is, and it's not looking like you.
Amen.
Because if you had these characteristics, you wouldn't be pointing out other people's sins. You wouldn't be doing it. Well, see, they doing this and they doing that. They don't want it stuff. They find
right.
stuff
That's
up
right.
against them.
That's right.
You won't be doing that.
Amen.
You will be saying, well, God, have mercy on them. You won't be saying, we doing this and they doing that.
Right.
You won't be saying that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You won't be vaunting yourself against
vaunting,
it.
Vaunting, right.
It says charity stuff is wrong.
Amen.
I said once I said 1,000 times, what if that was you sitting out there on the bench? Today, how would you present yourself to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell yourself, get up off the bench, you idiot? Would you, look, mercy, you better keep the law, would you do this? Would you sit down and say, hey, man, look, I need you to read this book.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you teach that person will dictate whether or not you get into the kingdom because that's
right.
you.
Right.
So how would you approach yourself? So
Amen.
What gives you the right to approach anybody else any differently?
Amen.
Because you know they sin.
Ooh. Ooh. I see.
That's why he said, love your neighbor. What?
As yourself.
Exactly. We not listen.
Mm.
We think it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, well, you know, hey, man, you're not stealing. That's, it's past that. That's the physical part. But the spiritual part, that's what Jesus said. You full of dead men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You full of evil.
Mm-hmm.
You all outside, you doing it,
mm-hmm.
but on the inside, you filthy.
Filthy, filthy, filthy.
Read it.
Help us, Jesus. Verse 11 again reads, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
See, if just sit up here and see, Paul just testified against everybody that say my camp got the word. He just killed it. He just threw all of them in the lake of fire. Everyone that says that, this scripture right here testifies against you.
Mm.
I got the truth. This place got the truth. Don't talk to them because they don't got it. Mm. You just testified against your, this Paul just told you going to the lake. He just told you a lie. He called you a liar before God. Because he told you, I see in part and I hear in part. That's why we can't sit up here and say, my camp is this and my camp is that. Thank God that the Lord has given you some place to go to.
Amen.
You know, that you can receive the word of God. Mm. That's a blessing.
Amen.
But the real blessing is the hope that all, everybody that you know and love get this word.
Amen.
And hope that he keeps you in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I see in part, I ain't saying I know everything, because I'll be listening to some of these brothers, I'll be like, whoa. I get blew back on some of the things I be hearing. I mean, literally blown back. That's because I know I only see in part.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't mind eating off other trees.
Amen.
Because I know if I take their tree and if I take their fruit, guess what's inside of me? Guess what's inside of me?
What's inside of me?
The seed.
What seed?
The seed of the fruit.
Good fruit?
I said. That's why I don't mind eating from other trees. Except for the fear of knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
Because I know inside of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
When you get through eating a peach, you're going to find what?
The seed.
What do I do with that seed? A
planet.
Case in point.
Mm-hmm.
Planet where?
In good ground.
And the good ground would be what?
The soil, the us.
Because we created out of
the dirt.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? That's why I can't sit up here and block. I'm not blocking my blessings. I'm not blocking my blessings from nobody. You can block your blessings by sitting up there putting yourself in a box.
Right.
You can stop growing by putting yourself in a box.
Amen.
You see?
Mm-hmm. I see. Amen.
That's why I sit up there, man, and I look at all these different Israelite camps. But then, this is all from the West. What about all the camps that's in the East and in the Mediterranean and all in Africa and all up in Asia and Russia and the Soviet Republic and the Red? You got Israelites over there that's teaching the word. You said if we the only one got the word, what about them? What God doing over there? You said God ain't manifold. See, they got all friends. They look like ninjas. Mm. You look like, you know. Okay. But okay, all right, baby. Where are we?
And the last verse is 13, charity. Verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Mercy.
Faith, hope, charity.
Grace. The greatest of these is what?
Charity.
Charity and grace is one and the same.
Yeah, it says it. Charity. Amen.
Now go to Proverbs chapter. You know I'm about to do a part two on this.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a part two. Why not talk about, let's talk about grace and mercy for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's done. Proverbs chapter 3 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Okay, so Proverbs 3.
Because if we cover in all these definitions, man, this lesson is going to take a whole lot longer than what I really thought initially.
Yeah.
So
Proverbs 3:1.
Yes,
read,
Proverbs 3:1.
My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
Uh-huh.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
So he said, my son, forget not my law, right?
Mm-hmm.
There it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read on.
Let not mercy and truth forsake
thee. Wait a minute. He told you, keep the law, right? But let not what?
Mercy and truth forsake thee.
Don't you forget mercy and truth. Let's look at the word mercy. Let not mercy and truth. He said, my son, don't forget my law, but don't you let mercy and truth forsake you.
Amen.
So, okay, we get the law. We're supposed to keep the law, but we're not supposed to forget mercy.
Amen. And mercy, hold on. Here it is. Mercy, you have highlighted, is kindness, compassion, benevolence, blessing, charity,
Stop. So the Lord said, my son,
mm-hmm.
keep my commandments,
mm-hmm.
but don't you dare let charity, don't you dare forsake charity.
My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
For length of days and long life and peace
uh-huh.
shall they add to thee.
Uh-huh.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
So don't you dare forsake charity. Don't you dare forsake charity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare forsake it.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Blessing, charity, clemency, favor, forbearance, forgiveness, generosity, gentleness, God send, goodwill, grace.
What?
Humanity.
What?
Goodwill and grace.
What?
Grace.
Don't you dare forsake.
Grace.
Don't you dare forsake grace.
Grace.
You notice how they want to say?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not listening, then we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're teaching against the mercy of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. We said, you know, he said, keep the law. But don't you forsake this. But we're doing that. We said, see, they teaching against the commandments by saying we under grace. Which you are. We are so under grace.
Amen.
Because grace supersedes the law.
Amen.
Because grace is what wipe out the sins that's written against you according to the law.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But he said, don't you dare not keep my commandments.
Forget my law.
Don't you forget my law. But don't you forsake the mercy of God either.
Amen.
Why? Read on. Is that it?
And then it has kindness again, life savor, mildness, pity, quarter, relief, soft-heartedness, sympathy, tenderness, and tolerance.
Long-suffering?
Mm-hmm.
Tolerance. Okay. Now read that verse again.
Proverbs 3:4, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Because you're not being judgmental.
Amen. You shall find favor and
because
good understanding.
Because you're actually showing them mercy and that they can be forgiven.
In the sight of God and man. Amen.
Go to Psalms 51 right quick.
Okay, Psalms 51 right quick.
Quickly.
Psalms 51.
Okay, Psalms 51. Because I want to the Lord just put something in my heart concerning this.
David's prayer of confession.
Yeah, his confession, but he said something here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I really need to read all of this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep, started at 1. Because he opened up the door with it. 1.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me.
There it is. Have grace upon me, God. Have charity upon me. Have mercy upon me. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to sit up here and ask God to have mercy on us and we ain't got it from our brother?
Right. Be careful.
That's that thing when the Lord talked about that man, he gave him a 100 pence. No, 10,000. Right? Then this guy owed him 100 pennies, and he took him by the neck, choked him, and had him thrown in prison. Then one of the servants saw that and said, then when it told the guy that forgave him, which would be one of the brothers, right? One of the angels. Then they went and told God. And God came and told him, and then guess what? He had judged him for all that he had forgave him for and his family.
Amen.
And said, you're going to pay every last bit of it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Message.
We don't. We better have mercy.
Amen. Psalms 51 and 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
See, that's that Proverbs chapter 3. He said, now, forsake not mercy and truth. Now you will find good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Amen.
That's what he said. Then will I teach others of your mercy.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways.
Transgressors thy mercy, because he said, have mercy on me, and I show the rest of the world your mercy.
And sinners shall be converted.
And sinners will be converted to you.
Amen.
But what if you busy trying to tell two busy judges?
Amen.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Amen, big difference.
Are we done? What else is that?
And then verse 15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise.
See, it comes from the inner man. You see that? That's that charity. Mm-hmm. That's that long-suffering. That's that thing. Mm-hmm. But you got to hide that for mankind. Not just for yourself, but for the world.
Amen.
When you see sin in this world, you're supposed to actually be, that's what it says, blessed are they that mourn.
Amen. Verse 18, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Amen. Amen.
Peace offering.
Amen. Which you
Exodus.
Thought about, yes, peace
yeah.
offering.
Oh. Exodus chapter 25 and 18.
Amen. Peace offering. Exodus,
Exodus 25 and 18. Oh, yeah. You see how this keep coming around?
Exodus 20. Exodus what again?
25 and 18. I'm getting all emotional.
Babe, would you stop?
I'm just telling people she over here crying,
would
y'all.
Stop. Okay, Exodus 25 and verse 18.
She's seen the light.
All right, so, and thou shalt make two cherubims of gold. A beaten work shalt thou make them in two ends of the mercy seat.
What? Now you see what? He said no what?
Cherubim.
No!
Hold on. Let me get myself together. Okay. And thou shalt make two cherubims of gold on the throne.
On what?
What
is this scripture saying?
And thou shalt make two cherubims of gold, a beaten work shalt thou make them in the two ends of the mercy seat.
So what is God saying?
He's sitting on the seat
of what?
Mercy, grace.
He's sitting on the seat of grace.
Amen.
He's sitting on the seat of charity.
No.
He's sitting on the seat of grace and charity.
Right. Amen.
Are we listening?
Yes, amen. In the two ends of the mercy seat. And make one cherub on the one end and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the two ends thereof.
Uh-huh.
And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat up above upon the ark.
Ain't that what we read in Ezekiel chapter 1? In Ezekiel chapter 10?
Amen.
That he ride on the cherubims and the whirlwind.
Amen.
And Ezekiel actually saw him there. He said, I seen one on fire. That's the mercy seat. He even described this throne that he was sitting on. This, he described the mercy seat in Ezekiel chapter 1.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 21, and thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee,
what?
And I will commune with thee.
What?
He said, and there I will meet with thee,
and
I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat.
How is it that we're going to teach against that?
Mm.
The law supersedes God talking to you. The law supersedes God talking to you from the seat of grace, from the seat of charity, from the seat of mercy. We see what we're teaching?
Yeah.
We're teaching against this.
Amen. I forbid.
That's when he said, you know what, bro? He said, open up your book. I'm thinking, you know, how you be thinking, oh, yeah, you know, like, yeah, what do mercy mean? You know, what is charity? You know, you like sitting on your whole head, and it be the Holy Ghost be pointing on. Because he said, my brother's going to teach you. He said, I'm going to send a company, going to bring in the brimness of things that I said unto you. So he said, grace. He said, look it up. See what grace is. And then I found out it was the throne of God. How can I teach against the throne? At any time, how can I teach against his throne?
Amen.
I don't care what people were doing in this world. How can I teach against his throne? Read that 22 again.
Exodus 25 and 22. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel.
What's first? What did he put here first? The mercy seat above the commandment. See that? Did you see that? He said, now you put the testimonies, and he said, you put 21. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark and put the testimonies that I took inside of the ark. So what's above the commandments? Exactly. Exactly. So how can we teach against it? So with that being said, everybody, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone and that we got a little more understanding on what grace is, you know, that we should be teaching against it and that we should be developing whole lessons against grace. You know, like that's the thing to do, you know, because we got to be careful because you start teaching against it wrong. Some things are stopped flying out of our mouth would just be inappropriate.
In Jesus' name.
No, you can teach the law without tearing down grace. We do that readily, you know, like that's the thing to do. No, you can teach the entire Bible without tearing down grace. Without speaking against grace one time.
Amen.
I can teach grace in the law all day, just like you just got to do it.
Amen.
He said, my son, keep my commandments and not mercy, right?
Amen.
Then you'll find good understanding inside of God and man. Why? Because you're going to have charity. You're not going to be puffed up. You're going to be lean. You're going to be long-suffering. You're going to be all of these things. Then you're going to start teaching other people. You're going to be like, Lord, I was a fool. Lord, Y'all better get some of his mercy. You better get some grace.
Amen.
If Noah found grace in his sight, you better back the hell up.
Amen.
Because he destroyed a whole kingdom. He destroyed a whole world because of grace.
Amen. Jesus.
All right. So with that being said, we hear the mic. The floor is open for any questions, comments, or, you know, testimonies, man. If you got anything you want to add to the precept, feel free.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joe, for that great blessing. A lot of us, and I know I do. Thank you. I want to be like Noah. I want Father to find grace in me. Favor.
Favor. Ain't that right?
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know, Ray. I know. And Brother Joe, remember what I was saying last night about the people didn't come out of their tents, they stood in their tent doors? That's
amen.
8 and 10. Tell them, check it
what
out.
What was that?
Exodus 33. 8-10.
Yeah, that's what we just read, Sister Mary.
Yep, yep.
That was the first thing we read.
Yep. And when I see it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, how come I didn't see that last night?
Because it wasn't meant for us to see it until today, so why don't you read it again? I just read that this morning.
Okay.
Read it again. Because I was like, this is Sister Mary we were talking about yesterday. Read it, yeah.
Because we woke up and we
woke up talking about that this morning. It's bam,
right there.
Face.
The Lord was like, you know, it was right, you know, yeah.
Yeah, read it, Sister Mary.
Exodus 33:8 says, and it came to pass when Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent.
So it ain't about, you know, an address.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting the word to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting the word to the tent.
Amen.
The Lord is doing something different.
Yes, he is.
He's doing it like he did back in the day, but he using electronics until he say, okay, enough is enough. Because then it's going to be like he said, man is going to search for the word here and there and he ain't going to be able to find it. We're going to be too busy. See, right now what we're doing is we're not seeking a word. We're too busy waiting on somebody to give it to us.
Give it to us. Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do when that time when he said that man is going to run to and fro and not going to be able to
find it?
What you going to do then?
Amen.
Ooh, it's a hawk in my face.
The hawk is looking at you.
Is that the same one?
No, that's the same one that was over here on our roof looking at us last week. We had a huge one looking at us.
Actually, that was like about 3 weeks ago.
We're
dealing with the cattle now.
Oh, well, yeah. It was a big, huge hawk.
That was a big boy hawk.
Yeah, he was huge.
He was huge. That was a full-grown hawk.
He was nice looking, too.
Yeah, he was looking there.
Healthy.
Yep.
Big
you
eyes.
You know, their eyes was in the front of him, and he was looking down at us like this. He completely turned his head around and looked in the crib.
Amen. That was a sight.
That was something. It was the last day of that
creation.
That
on
part
the,
on the file.
Yeah. That was like this.
Yeah.
Wow. They are so
Cool. Aren't they?
They are.
And when the
I seen a red-tailed falcon on my way home from work. I was so amazed looking at him flying. I was holding up.
You can actually. So what is that? Do they have red tails?
Some do, some don't. You know.
So he is flying that closer. You could see him. Sister Mary. Sometimes Sister Mary's phone be going out.
But she right, though, about the tent door.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said this morning when we read it. I said, there it is right there.
That's because I was, you know, we talked about it last night.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it again, that, you know, the people wasn't really allowed inside of the building.
It's the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Any more questions or comments?
Amen.
No? All right, well then, what we're going to do is we're going to save this to next Sunday, right?
Part two.
Part two of grace, man. And we're going to get back into this because we got to be careful about how we present our precept.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the precept that I heard, you know, concerning grace and the law, if you look at them without doctrine, you see they're great precepts. But when you look at it with doctrine, then you can see where it could be damaging.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see what God was showing us, but then we could be listening at it at a subjective. Instead of looking at it objective, we could be looking at it subjective. And we got to be careful with that.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Okay. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone.
Amen.
And that we can just go a little further. So with that being said, hey, as we say here in the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom.
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 Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.